Day 3. Strategize. There are risk and cost to a program of action, but they are far less than the long-range risk and cost of comfortable inaction. John F. Kennedy. For most, creating a wish list of desires and the reasons they want them is easy once they actually focus on them. Devising a strategy of how they can attain them is more difficult. Many give up or turn to other devices for the attainment of a goal. When people want to lose weight or change physically, they may resort to fad diets or cosmetic surgery. To live the high life, some will rely on the luck of lotteries, crime, or excessive debt. To provide mental escape, people will abuse drugs or food. There will always be consequences to these actions that we don't foresee as we engage in various behaviors to live our desired life. The superconscious has the answers we need to obtain true success in our lives. The amount of trust we place in it delivers us to the right strategy and action. The ratio of attention and trust given determines the level of our ability to receive what is a complete transmission from the superconscious mind. There are several ways of how we can receive strategies of how to obtain our goals and dreams. Number 1, trial and error. Many people live in a hit or miss world. They have lofty goals and dreams, but no defined plans for achievement. They are people of action, a good thing, but will have many failures before they stumble into success. The success or bust mentality serves them well as they continue despite setbacks until success is achieved. This is one way to succeed, but it is the hardest way. Observation. When it comes to achievement, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Most of us will model what we see others do to achieve the things they have achieved. The libraries are full of examples of people who have done the things we want to do. They chronicle their lives in such a way as to blaze a trail, leaving breadcrumbs for anyone else to follow. Starting a business, creating better relationships, or losing weight. There is no topic that you can't find someone willing to share their recipe of success for you to observe and emulate. Infomercials use graphic testimonials to excite us to buy their products as we observe the results of others who have used these products to seemingly great success. Observation is available to everyone, regardless of their starting point or desired ending point. What about intuition, inspiration, and revelation? There are some people who appear to be guided when the eureka moment arrives. They are fearless in the pursuit of their desired objective. They may not be able to explain the process or why they are so resolute about an idea or course of action, but once prompted, they begin immediately to work their plan. They may not even have the entire strategy mapped, but trust that divine ideas will appear at the precise moment needed. They only need to see the next step and have supreme faith in their actions. Some fortunate people receive a flash of brilliance or a complete transmission of every element of their idea, the highest form of revelation. The question of how. To begin answering the question of how you will obtain all your desires, we must first look at a very important person. That's right, you. There is a specific you that you must become to manifest all the things you aspire for in life. Inside each one of us is a seed of perfect completion, our true self. For most, that perfect image is buried deep within what is today a much distorted self-image. Each of us has the divine destiny that can make us whole and entire. At birth, we are impregnated with whom we need to be to serve the world and fulfill ourselves. There is an evolution to completion that is fundamental to understanding how to get where you want to be. That evolution to completion begins with your thoughts and it ends with your destiny. And it consists of thoughts into words, into actions, into habits, which will become your character, ultimately define your reputation, which ultimately determines your destiny.